And now let's turn to longtime Valley journalist Amy Silverman. She writes a monthly column for Phoenix Magazine called Raising Phoenix, and her latest is called Lost in Juvie, in which she tells the story of a young man with mental illness who's been in the custody of the Arizona Department of Juvenile Corrections on and off for the past few years. Silverman has written about this agency for around two decades, and she spoke about it with our co-host, Mark Brody.
Can you sort of give us an assessment of where we are now in terms of the State Department of Juvenile Corrections and where we've been?
So when I started writing about the Department of Juvenile Corrections, it was 2001. I was about to have a baby. The baby has now gone off to college. So it has been a long time. At the time, things were really in a shambles. It's not an agency or an area that ever gets a lot of attention, partly because there are a lot of privacy regulations, understandably, to keep kids safe. And it's just a population that doesn't, a lot of the parents are disenfranchised and they don't reach out for a lot of light shed on things. So things end up festering a little bit. And that was what was going on at ADJC when I started looking at it at the turn of the century. Right about the time that I was writing about them, three kids committed suicide. And that brought a whole lot more attention to the department. There ended up being a federal investigation by the Department of Justice and a lot of safety measures put in place. That type of thing tends to happen at facilities or agencies like that. And then as time goes on and there's less attention, things tend to backslide. But the other thing that happened in the ensuing years is that I think society sort of caught up on this idea that incarcerating kids isn't good. Juvenile corrections, despite its name, would always have told you that these kids really were not incarcerated as much as being rehabilitated. What you see at juvenile corrections, and I think you see it in the penal system in general, is that the reasons that people are incarcerated are really complicated. And particularly with these kids who have developing brains, often there's serious mental illness, sometimes there are intellectual disabilities that go on. The child who I wrote about was diagnosed with autism. And instead of saying, all right, we are gonna, you know, treat these kids as people with serious mental illness and acknowledge that, for example, locking them behind bars doesn't necessarily work. In fact, sometimes it's the worst thing we can do. We're just going to ignore that advice and do it. And again, we hear that ADJC is not a great place to get treatment for serious mental illness.
Well, it sounds like this agency is dealing with, in some ways, many of the same issues that the Department of Corrections is dealing with in terms of people who have serious mental illness or addiction problems are locked up instead of maybe getting the kind of treatment that would actually benefit them.
Right. And in this case, they're children. So to me, it makes it even more onerous because of developing brains and because you're supposed to get the benefit of the doubt typically when you're a kid. I mean, if you commit a truly heinous crime, that's different. But often these are repeat offenders, petty crimes, you know, the kids that we would call incorrigible, which sounds like sort of an adorable way of describing someone. I get that they're tough. I get that they have a lot of issues. And I'm heartened by the fact that in the last 20 years, the Department of Juvenile Corrections has shrunk considerably. I think this is a national trend. We are down to just one facility, Adobe Mountain, as opposed to five when I was covering it. But I do still, anytime I get a call from a parent, the story is very similar to what I was hearing back in 2001, and that's that their kid can't access the right treatment for their issues. And then there's another thing, which is once you're locked up in juvenile corrections, it can be pretty hard to get out.
And we should point out that you tried to reach out to the department for your column, and as you write about, they cited privacy concerns and basically wouldn't answer questions about this, right?
They basically won't talk about much of anything. And not for this story, but for a previous piece, we had a really interesting situation where I was writing about another child who had a whole host of issues, and the father was on ADJC. I know he really was bothering them a lot to get them to release records, to get them to tell him what was going on with his son. And ultimately, I caught wind that the director of juvenile corrections had asked someone in the top tier of administration at the Arizona Department of Corrections to assess the mental health system at ADJC to see how it was. And the dad asked for the report, and if it was about his own kid, he should have been able to get it. And they did release other records. They ended up telling us that it was a quality management issue and protected by law. And that's a conversation for another day. But basically, the bottom line is, what I understand is that from several sources is that the person in charge of mental health at the Arizona Department of Corrections was very, very concerned about conditions at ADJC.
So it sounds like, on the one hand, it's a good thing that the department is smaller now. There are fewer kids being locked up than there used to be. But for those kids that are still in the custody of the Department of Juvenile Corrections, it kind of doesn't sound like things are all that much better for them.
Not from what I hear. I've asked for tours recently and been denied. And, you know, you don't get much on a tour of a facility anyhow. But I do hear from parents on a fairly regular basis. And I had a conversation with Beth Rosenberg as she was leaving the Children's Action Alliance. And she's covered ADJC as part of her assignment even longer than I have. And she also has some serious concerns about it.
All right, that is longtime Valley journalist Amy Silverman. She writes a monthly column for Phoenix Magazine called Raising Phoenix. Her most recent one is called Lost in Juvie. Amy, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.